The Lord is always at work in our lives, teaching, purging, guiding, and strengthening. In the little book of Haggai, we learn great truth about His work in us and how we are to work with Him. Welcome to God's Construction Zone. Let's join Scott Pauley now as we study together.
Today we are entering one of God's construction zones. You know, the Lord is always at work. From the very first time we see Him in Genesis chapter 1, He is working and He is building, He is forming and shaping. And one of the books of the Bible that teaches us this aspect of our God's work is the little book in the Old Testament of Haggai. Now, Haggai is a little known book. It is often missed. It is referred to, of course, as one of the minor prophets. But I'll remind you that God has no minor messages. It is a major truth. It's only 38 verses long. Think of that. And so, two chapters of your Old Testament, that's all. And yet, as I've read and studied through the little book of Haggai myself, the Lord has worked such a wonderful thing in my own heart. He stirred me up, frankly, about the work that He's trying to do in all of us. If you read the book of Haggai, you'll find out that Haggai writes in very plain-spoken style, short, simple sentences, repeated emphasis, very to the point. I like that, don't you? Let's read just a little bit of Haggai chapter 1. The Bible says, "In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, and to Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Josedech, the high priest, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say, The time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Ye have sown much, and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Go up to the mountain, and bring wood, and build the house. And I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord." And there's the operative phrase. Did you hear it? I said this is one of God's construction zones. Well, listen to Haggai chapter 1 and verse number 8. He says, build the house. In other words, there's a work that God wants done, and we get to participate in it. We get to cooperate with God in His wonderful work. It's reminiscent of the verse in the New Testament that says, we are laborers together with God. You know, it's wonderful to see God work, but it's equally thrilling to think we get to work with Him. Now, what is Haggai all about? What's the context of this principle? Well, the people, the nation of Israel, of course, has been invaded. Israel goes into Assyrian captivity. Judah goes into Babylonian captivity. You'll remember that Israel really never comes back. They just get decimated. But the southern kingdom of Judah is allowed to return after the Babylonian captivity. About 536 BC, they return from captivity, and Haggai, the man that we're talking about, was in one of the remnants. He returns with them. And in about 520 BC, he starts preaching. The Holy Spirit stirs him up, gives him this message, actually four messages we'll see in just a moment, and he begins preaching in this new colony. This group of people from Judah who are returning to ruins. When they first come back, they start working on the temple. You can imagine, they're just glad to be home. They're full of enthusiasm, and so they start building the temple. They're moving forward, and then the battles come. Don't the battles always come? Every time God is working, know that the devil is also working. Every time God is building, the devil is trying to tear down. And so with that kind of spiritual opposition, the people stop. They stopped working on the temple entirely. And for years, the foundation has been laid for the temple, but nothing else has been done. So get the picture in your mind. Use a little sanctified imagination. Moss is covering over these great stones. Perhaps little saplings are starting to shoot up through the cracks in the foundation. The work was started, but it was not continued. And it certainly was not finished. And the people have grown apathetic. Religiously, they are just content to sit around and look at what could have been. Politically, they're living in turbulent times as well. There's inner fighting within the empire itself. There are enemies around them. I'm telling you, this is a time of great need in the nation of Judah. Haggai prophesies in a period that's contemporary with Zechariah. So if you're going to study the little book of Haggai, you've got to study Zechariah alongside it, like train tracks parallel to one another. They're moving in the same direction. We'll see more of that as we begin to study. And so in the midst of all of this turmoil, a great potential, yes, but great problems, Haggai stands up and begins to thunder forth the Word of God. Let me just pause and make an application to our own day. We are living in politically turbulent times. There's no doubt about that. This is a day of division, of strife, of contention. But it's not just political. This is a day of spiritual and religious apathy in our own land. People are content to have laid a foundation, but nothing's being built. Very little is being done for the Lord's glory. Very little is being moved forward. And so in that climate, in that culture, in that context, may I submit to you what we need is exactly what Haggai's people needed. We need to hear from God. We need the Word of the Lord. We need some preachers who are willing to stand up and say, "Thus saith the Lord." As a matter of fact, in Haggai chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "The Word of the Lord came by Haggai." That word "by" is a fascinating little word. It literally means "in his hand." In other words, God said to Haggai, "I'm going to put this in your hand. Now carry this message." You see, the preacher is just the delivery boy. The messenger is the Lord Himself. The message is God's message, and we just are to deliver the message. Who did He deliver it to? Well, the Bible says it came to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel. He was the civil head of the government. And also it came to Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest. He was the religious head. May I tell you, everybody needs truth. Religious people need truth. Political leaders need truth. In the government house and in the church house and in our house, everybody needs to hear from God. So Haggai stands up and begins to preach. He delivers four sermons in 4 months. Well, the first sermon is found in Haggai chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. That was delivered, interestingly enough, in the month of September. What would be September on our calendar, if you look at the parallel to their calendar? The second message was given in chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. That was given in October. The third message was in chapter 2, verses 10 through 19. That was given in December. And the fourth and final message was given in chapter 2, verses 20 through 23, also in December. Interestingly enough, the last two messages are delivered on the same day. So think of this, 4 messages in 4 months by God to Judah through His preacher Haggai. And if you boil it all down, we're going to walk through it, we're going to study it together and see how it applies to our life and to our land. But if you boil it all down, what's the message? Haggai chapter 1, verse number 8, build the house. Stop sitting around waiting on something to happen and get up and do what God has told you to do. I'm afraid too many of God's people are sitting around waiting on God to do something. Did it ever dawn on you, perhaps the Lord is waiting on you and I to simply be obedient? To do what we already know to do, and when we do that, God will begin to bless and work. Oh yes, we're on God's construction zone, and we're on God's construction crew. Would you say today, "Lord, tear down everything in me that needs to be torn down, but build up in me everything that needs to be built up, and help me to cooperate with You in building the house."